Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Hey everybody, this one's gonna be really good. Hey everybody, good to see you all again. This one's gonna be super amazing. This is Lord Toph, and he is an incredible musician, and I'm so honored and so happy to get to meet you. Say it to the world.
Hello there, and thank you for
Hey.
having me on your show.
No problem, no problem. I appreciate you even wanting to come here. Thank you so much for taking your time out to do this.
Absolutely.
Cool. Good to hear. Okay. So why don't you give the audience a little rundown of who you are, a little intro.
Well, my name is Lord Toph. I am an artist in New York City. By artist, I am a multifaceted artist. I am an author, composer, performer, and a painter. So, and designer as well. So that pretty much wraps up my artistry.
Oh wow, you got a lot going. Look at that. Art, author, painter, performer. Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot on your hands.
Yeah, it is. It keeps me busy. Definitely.
So you like to be busy?
Yeah, I usually sleep on the average about 4 or 5 hours a night. So the other times is it's in shifts. Yeah. So I would say I'm pretty busy with that little time to sleep. So yeah.
Oh wow, I can never do 4 to 5 hours. I can never do that.
Would you pass out?
Ooh, maybe, but I would also like I would either do that or I would like I like fall to the ground because I wouldn't get enough sleep. And I
Sure.
also would be
Right.
like kind of lazy, kind of had an attitude.
Yeah. Kind of lethargic, maybe. Yeah.
And it's also crazy because like we're super opposite because you're up there and I'm down here, and that's kind of opposite.
So where, if I may ask, where your central time? So where, what vicinity are you in?
I'm actually in Houston. I'm in Texas.
Oh, wow. How do you
Yes.
like it there? Well, you're talking to me, interviewing me, so but I bet it's cool. I just can't deal with the heat in Houston. I've been there a couple of times.
Ah, cool. And it's okay to ask me anything. Houston is pretty okay. I get to do some more fun stuff in the future, and it's pretty nice down here. I actually like it sunny because then I can plan for anything. Because in New York, the temperature changes now and then. So in
Sure.
Texas, you can always expect it hot. So I can always prepare to either have shorts, pants. Shorts and pants is the only thing I get to have, and that's something that gets to be repetitive because Texas weather never changes, so that's a good
Right.
thing.
Right. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I
Okay.
just sweat too much in the heat. Puts me
Oh
in a bad mood. Yeah.
yeah. Oh yeah, there comes swimming. But I also like the summertime because it really allows me to really get to cool down. That's nice. I like the cool down part. That's nice.
Very good.
Okay. All right. The audience wants to hear some music. So let's get on to the Q&A. Okay. So a lot of us don't know you as an artist. I mean, you are dope. You are really amazing. But the audience out
Thank
there
you.
don't know that. So I want to start from the beginning of your career. So how did the journey with music start for you?
My journey for music was inspired by my mother. I have to say that because I grew up listening to my mother sing in the kitchen. She had this very, very versatile voice, and she could go from, just all out gospel to something that was very operatic. And sometimes I would hear her while I was outside playing, singing from the kitchen window, singing, like maybe something from Aida or some opera or something. And I would be so proud saying that to my mother, and kids are like, wow, they'd stop and have a listen. And so that was a big influence. And she pushed me to, because I mimicked a lot. And sometimes I'd find myself mimicking her. And I would, she pushed me to start singing, and she encouraged my talents, which I'm very grateful for. So I immersed myself in the music really, probably around the age of 14. When I was a kid, I was like in the single ages, I was singing, and that's how I'd earn my little summer allowance. Whenever friends of the family would come over, she'd have me sing for everybody. I'd be nervous every time, but I did it, and that got me hooked. And I just knew that I needed to be a musician. I needed to be an artist, somebody that performed. And I wrote my first song when I was 7. And then by the time I was 14, I picked up the bass guitar and started playing by ear. And I was listening. I had older brothers, so I was listening to a lot of music that was kind of like before my time, and even my mother and father's music. So I grew up with a hodgepodge of R&B, soul, classical from my father listening to on Sunday mornings, and my mother listening to Mahalia Jackson and Aretha Franklin. So it was a mixture of so much music. From one of my brothers being into, new wave and rock, and then another one being into funk and R&B, and another one being into pop. It was a mixture of everything. So that influenced my musical palette. So I was much like with my talents all over the place, and trying to go after a record company and get signed. It would always go to the table. And there was one time in particular, I believe it was with Arista Records, and a girlfriend of mine was my hookup. She was my inside. She was a DJ, and she had pitched my demo to a guy that worked for Arista. And actually, I'm sorry, MCA. And it went all the way to the table of it, everything like taking me seriously. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be signed with these guys. And it was always about, well, we already have a Michael Jackson, we already have a Prince, we already have a Lenny Kravitz. Where can we place this guy? I mean, he's good, but he's not R&B, but he's got R&B. He's doing the pop thing, he's doing the rock thing. So after a while, I just kind of fed up it, and I just wanted to do music. I wanted to do what I wanted to do, and not so much not in an arrogant way, but from getting turned downs and not being inside the lines or fitting in a box. So the music that I would write that was R&B or funk or something like that, I would perform with this band or write for this artist. And then I had music that I just wanted to do that was experimental that I do for myself. So I'm rambling on a bit, but just to give you a bit of insight on, you know, in case people do go and check me out and say, well, you know, what style is this guy? And that's where it comes from. So.
Oh, wow. That was so amazing how your life turned out, all because of your family inspiring your way of music. That's really amazing.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah. That's incredible. Wow. Okay. And just a follow up to your beginning, what kind of music do you exactly make? Or are you like an everything artist?
Well, I just love music. Gosh, that's such a perplexing question, but right now I'm in a very soulful kind of phase because, you know, I've spent a lot of time isolated, and so you get in touch with yourself, especially during this whole pandemic thing. Mm-hmm. So I find myself, and I'm sure a lot of people do, but they just don't want to admit it to themselves. I talk to myself a lot. and when in the process of that, you know, I mean, I don't want to sound schizophrenic, but I have an answer. And when that answer is coming, like when I'm answering myself, it's a musical answer. You know, I can hear, and it becomes like, oh, the background vocals, or it becomes the harmonies or something like that. And there's a bit of sass in that. So I think that's what makes it kind of soulful right now. And that's the music that I'm working on for my double album, which should be coming out hopefully by the end of the year. And that's called Bliss in the Masquerade. And it'll be kind of retro, kind of funky, kind of soul, and kind of blissful. Yeah, that's where the title would come from, Bliss in the Masquerade.
That's nice, that's nice. Congrats on your new project, by the way. I'm so excited to see it when it drops.
Thanks. I will definitely keep you posted.
No problem. And I also love you're a soulful kind of person. I like that you're into soul and R&B. That's really nice.
Yeah, well, I jump all over the place. I mean, I write music for, I have Starfield Stories, which is my children's literature site. And I even compose the music for the characters, you know, from Marvin and the Kooky Spooky House to Krusty Bigglebones to Fuzzy McKenzie. So my music background, it's, you know, it's going to jump from rock to children's music to funk to soul to pop to acapella. Yeah, so.
Oh, I got you. And I feel you because I had that same transition.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think it's really important for an individual to be able to expand from and express from the things that they've been enlightened by or that they've been experienced or gained experience from, and not being a musician in the official sense where I can say, oh, I read music. Because I started playing by ear, and I don't know A from Z flat when it comes to actually putting a song together. But I've written over 1,200 songs, and in the process of that, I find myself dipping into many different genres, and that has a lot to do with, you know, the colors I hear. You know, I confused a musician once when I said, man, I don't read music, you know, because I was trying to get him to play something on this guitar. And he didn't understand what I was saying. And I was like, I see colors. And just like when I paint. And I said, so that's how I write. And then finally I figured out a way to translate to him. Yeah. But,
okay. That's extraordinary that he understood through color.
Yeah. I mean, you hear, you hear colors in the different tonalities of notes, you know. Mm-hmm. A bass guitar is going to have a totally different sound than a ukulele, and it's going to have a heaviness, but it can have a darkness. It can have a masculinity. It can have a somberness, you know, whereas the ukulele may have more of a feminine quality. It may have more of a light and airy kind of feel, you know, same with a piccolo or to a cello, you know. So I think it's important for artists in any field, whether it's music or writing or painting, I think it's important for them to be able to see colors and hear colors and feel them as well.
Oh yes, oh yes. And it adds more perspective to their music and their being as well.
Absolutely.
And it adds more understanding to them in their music and in their understanding as a person when they understand sure. color.
Absolutely.
It's right. just extraordinary.
I agree. Yeah, I think so.
What amazing insight from you. Moving on, because I don't want any blanks in here. What was your trigger point that made you decide to get into music?
Say that again, please.
Oh, sorry. If I said it or cut out, that is my bad. I hate when people tell me that, which is my bad. I was trying to say, and I repeat, what was the trigger point that made you decide to get into music?
Sex. No, I'm joking. I just wanted to, I'm really not joking, but there were other things as well. I can say seeing how it moved and influenced and affected people. That's something that even now, you know, mouth has gaped open, just like, wow, like, damn, dude, look at that. Man, she's crying over that song. Or look at that, man, he's got, you know, his hair standing up on his forearms. Ooh. You know, when you can see that and witness that, that makes you, if you're any kind of talent at all, that makes you think like, man, I want to move people like that. I want to affect people like that. And so I was able to witness that, you know, whether it was actually seeing a girl or a woman weeping, or, you know, a guy with tears in his eyes, or a girl blushing, you know, when she, you know, hears a track. That was always something that was like, I need to be on the other end of that. I need to be the conductor behind that force.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most definitely, 100%. You've been good in that kind of role, though, and how you present yourself in that role, in the music-wise and in the world-wise, is truly insightful and amazing.
Yeah. Mm.
How this is all playing out and how it did years ago for you.
Oh, are you speaking of just me or how it affects people as a whole?
Oh, no. I'm talking about you and people in general. Oh. Sorry about my wording.
No, that's okay. I was agreeing, but what I had in mind is when you were saying that, I was thinking about, and I'm sure you noticed, as millions did, at the very, very height, at the very, very height, the very grip of the whole pandemic with COVID-19 last year, what was the main thing that people started seeing and actually using to bring the world back together? It was music. Mm-hmm. You know, people were singing from their balconies. People were, in multiple Zoom chats all over the world. And a lot of it had to do with music. So that's something that I think is magic, you know?
I agree with you 100%. I totally got you. And I also really agree that music, I think, was the main main part of the pandemic, because a lot of artists got their breakout from COVID, and they got their inspiration from for their albums or EPs they had. A lot of my friends got a lot of inspiration for their music, and a lot of artists, especially pop and rap, they got to really be out there in this pandemic. They got to really, you know, be out there, and it really made the pandemic more, you know, comfortable for everybody to be in, because we were not prepared. But music really brought everyone together and made it a lot more, I guess, comfortable and more, you know, okay.
Yeah. It definitely added a sense of what's the word? It was the meditative energy and force that everyone needed during this scary and frazzled time. Yeah.
Oh yeah. And even if this COVID thing didn't happen, music is still meditation for millions and billions of people. Music has always been meditation.
Mm-hmm.
It's always has been. So yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's you know, whether you're listening to Enya or, you know, some choir in Germany, or whether you're listening to, you know, some bumping hip hop, you always see people close their eyes and they're just kind of moving their head with it, you know. It puts you in that zone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking truth.
Yeah. Cool. I try. Yeah.
Well, you better keep grinding, because it's working.
Thanks.
No problem. Cool. Okay. And I don't want to have awkward moments, so we're going to move on. So, do you play any instruments?
I play and I say this not to the virtuosos. I pick around, you know, if it's anybody that's just all over the instrument, I would tell them, I play to write the song for you to play it. But I play keys, harmonica, a little bass, still, and guitar.
Ooh, sweet. And a follow-up, what's your favorite instrument? Why?
Well, I'd probably say... I'd probably say the voice, because when you don't have those other instruments, you can use it. You know, even if you're hoarse, even if you're you know, at your worst, being able to, I mean, because again, I started not without an instrument. So I had to make a lot of the sounds, like the, and I had to make the bass sound with my voice. I had to tell the guitarist, like, you know, that, you know, that lick's not right. You're playing woman naked. It's chicken naked. You know, chicken naked. and that's how they started understanding me musically, is because they're like, oh, I get it. So you want a tighter such and such, so and so. And I'd be like, that's exactly it. And when they play it back. So it started from the voice. Yeah. So I would say.
I got you. And I liked the twist when you said the voice. I really thought you said like an actual instrument. But I never really thought that a voice could actually be like a real instrument.
Well, but, I mean, I know you've heard Mahalia Jackson, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Sam Cooke.
Oh yeah.
Okay, Aretha Franklin. Well, then, you know, it'd almost be an insult for us not to be able to recognize that those are instruments.
Yeah. In fact, I think I insulted. I said that.
No. Yeah, but I mean, that's why.
Thank God. Okay, moving on, because I don't, I'm just going to move on from that one. This one is one of my favorites. So, where would you be right now if it wasn't for your music career? Where would you be right now?
options, I'd probably be at an AA meeting or a Sexaholic Anonymous meeting or someplace like that.
Okay, and I wonder why you would be there. Okay, I never...
Because I gotta get it out. And I'm not saying, let me make that clear. When I say that is because I would need another force of energy that is euphoric. And you know, never done a drug in my life, but I will say that that's the closest thing I can say for me. It's like my high, that's music. I used to say I'm married to my art. I'm engaged to my music, and I'm seeing my writing. But music is definitely my lover, and it's you know, losing a lover that you know is your soulmate, that can send many a people over the deep end. So, yeah, I don't mean to get get glum or. But that's the best way I can say it, yeah.
Okay. But I was super shocked when you said you were married by music. That was really powerful.
Yeah, well, I used to say I was married to my art, like my painting and my drawings and stuff. And I was engaged to my music, but music became my lover. Music, you know, would wake me up at night and say, you know, you're still sleeping? And, you know, kind of like a lover. Yeah, and I would have to, you know, wake up and give music attention. And art, I can say, has affected me that way. And same with, you know, writing a new book or a new story. But music, that's different. Yeah, I have to be careful. I don't want to say anything too explicit, but
you're fine. Explicit content, it's okay. This podcast is marked as explicit, so
everybody knows. Okay, well, music tells me when it's time to, you know, to like, hey, I need some, and I'm happy to oblige. So music is that lover that's kind of insatiable. And it tells me that, you know, that it's aroused and ready. Mm-hmm. And I just have to, you know, I respond to it. I know a lot of people, whether they're a musician or just a music listener, I know a lot of people feel that way. You know, I'm sure you've seen people just kind of like, oh, you know, when they hear their favorite songs, like, mm-hmm. oh my God. And just like, what? You know, and they're just like, oh, I got it. And you're like, what? And it's like they're trying to find whether it's a dance floor or whether it's just an open space where they can just, you know, get it out, whatever that energy is. That's what music does. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. And I think a lot of artists do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they find ways in their everyday life to get that energy out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I totally follow them and give props to anyone who does that.
Yeah. Same here. Thank you, because I would be in that bunch. Yeah.
Cool. That's awesome. And me also. Well, I don't record music. I'm actually a songwriter, but I definitely am feeling what you are saying. I definitely do.
Wow. So you say you are a songwriter?
Yeah, I'm actually a songwriter. I don't record, but nice. I do write music.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, I love writing.
Yeah. My first song was, I was 7 years old.
Oh, you were seven?
Yeah, my first song was called Perfect Lovers.
Oh, that's so cute.
And my mother saw it. It was on this little blue piece of paper, and I had it for the longest, but I remember when I took it to her, she said, what are you doing writing this? And I didn't know how to answer her. You know, she just like, she smiled. She said, okay, baby, okay. And that was about it. But she encouraged it, but she was kind of like perfect lovers. Yeah. But anyway, that's when I knew. Yeah.
Wow. Incredible. This could be a book one day, though.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Well, maybe somebody will be interested in reading it.
Oh, they better be. It's going to be a bestseller, I guarantee you.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Oh, okay. This one. Do you have any dream collaborations you want to make into reality?
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
Can I step out there?
Sure.
I was thinking about this the other day. And there are three people that come to mind right now.
Really?
One of them is yeah, I deal with a lot of people who the music that gets me, I mean, I can hear something now and be like, oh yeah, that's bad, you know, that's nice. Or, you know, and really feel that. But what gets me is kind of stuff that's already coming, I don't want to say come and gone, but has influenced so many people. The person I would want to work with right now, and those three people are dead. Nina Simone, Amy Winehouse, and David Bowie.
Oh, that's cool.
now, people, as far as living, I would love to be able to work with, I would have to say, geez, that's tough, man.
Okay.
So, well, let me come back to that.
Okay, so right now, let's just say undecided.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's so many good people in the now, and then music artists from like maybe 8-10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of tough.
Yeah. That's all right. I can live with undecided.
Well, I did answer, but you know, that's why I said, asked you if I could go step out there. So in another life, I'm going to be doing collaborations, hopefully with Nina Simone, Amy Winehouse, and David Bowie.
Oh, that'd be dope. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Sweet. All right. Oh, okay. Can't wait for you to answer this one. Have you ever gone through a writer's block?
No.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. I went through a painter's block, and that was when I was 13. But I mean, I know that, and I'm not trying to. I'm just saying no, because the reason why is because I in that ugly space or stagnant spot, I start seeing something else and hearing something else. Some people look to write and create because they need that formula, or they're trying to write a hit, or maybe they get DI-ed out over this new artist, and they want to ride on those coattails and kind of get that kind of a popularity or notoriety or fame. So they're going to run into some blocks. But when you delve inside, dive inside, I mean, you see the ugly, the sexy, the erotic, the pretty, the spiritual, the the funky, the sweet, the innocent, the crying. You see all that's there. You just have to pay attention to it, you know?
And I feel like if artists had that point of view, if they had...
Oh, but your sound is down. I can barely hear you. Yeah, I lost you.
How about this?
No. I'll listen closely, but you're really, really low. But I hear you. I'm listening really. You said something and you feel that artist.
Okay, let me turn around my phone. Let me turn it around. Golly, I'm sorry about all this.
That's okay. I think you said I'm sorry. You might want to mute your mic and then unmute it. Musically, I'm so sorry. I can barely hear you. I know you're saying something. Now I can hear you.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
You got the space age echo. But that's kind of cool though.
Huh. All right, everybody. And I'm so sorry if there's any blanks in the episode, any non-talking. My audio apparently went out, so I'm sorry. This is another disclaimer, another one is at the beginning. Okay, cool. So let's move on to now. I kind of want to know about your music next. Your music.
About my music or my music name? Is that what you said? What?
Your music. But if my you music. Want to say anything about your music name, that's fine.
Okay.
Music-wise.
Oh, my music.
So firstly, I want to kind of know your process. So how do you exactly write a song?
Songs come to me in dreams, a lot of times, but it's very easy to just, go to, oftentimes I'll go to my keyboard and just, kind of start tinkering around to see, what area I want to go into. But again, since I started just writing songs from my head, I hear melodies first, and that kind of guides me, guides me to how it's going to be created, whether it's beat driven or whether it's a rhythm guitar that has a certain hook, or whether it's a piano, kind of a very stripped down piano ballad song. I'm stumbling over my words, but it's because it comes to me in different directions. So the process is always different, but mainly it's from the head, from the dome, as people say. Yeah.
I got you. And yeah. So interesting how songs come to you in a dream. Some people get their songs from inspiration from out there, but yeah. It's so unique how you get yours from dreams, from your
yeah.
mind.
Right. There's a song in particular that'll be on this double album that I mentioned, Listen to Masquerade, and the song is called Unicorn. I'm trying to remember this.
It's just that it has a weird, crazy name, Unicorn. Wow.
Unicorns are cool. But
yeah, it's a girls.
Well, you know, if Jimi Hendrix can sing about butterflies and zebras, then I can sing about unicorns, you know. But yeah, it's the song's about basically if I, because I was actually dreaming this particular song and I heard it in my dream, and I was seeing this person kind of like in a heavenly kind of plane, and I was like, maybe this person's come back as a unicorn, or maybe they will come back as a unicorn now that I'm awake. So I woke with that melody in my head, and I went straight to my my keyboard, and I even, you know, had the morning voice still, and I was kind of singing the little part, you know, in my little hand recorder, and that's how I'll put that song together, is from those early scratchy recordings that I did of it. Yeah.
Ah, got you. And are those old recordings scrapped?
Scrapped, you said?
Yeah, are they scrapped?
Well, no, they were just the, you know, the thumbnails, if you will, to, so when I actually do record the song, I'll play them back and go, oh, okay, that's what I was, you know, that's what I was playing, or that's what I was what I was singing at that part. Because sometimes I'll hear the bass line and, you know, and I'll start with the bass line, and then I'll go, and I'll hear the other little part over here. And, you know, a lot of musicians, especially when they're arrangers, that's how they put their songs together. But I'll hear these different arrangements in the dream. Yeah.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, most definite. That's what I also love about being here, is that I get to meet people that has that same vision as you said.
Nice, yeah.
That's one of the things I love about being here. I love it.
That's cool.
Yes, sir. And I know you're gonna have a really in-depth answer, but I wanna hear it. But how would you describe your music that you make? How would you describe it?
Eclectic. Yeah. I'll be honest. Somebody could hear a song of mine and wonder, like, oh, okay, you know, like, where's he coming from? And I'm not saying like I'm zany and just out there. Yeah, but they may be totally into just beats, you know, and hip hop. And okay. And then they may go, that's different. and that's cool for me, because, you know, he's basically saying, I don't necessarily listen to that all the time, but, you know, it's different. And then he may say, that's dope, a time or two later. And that's cool. Or she may say that, or, you know, whoever. But long as they feel long as they feel like they are listening to something that either moves them or somebody will be moved by, it's rewarding for me. But my music is something that I write to viscerally connect with one. So.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Most definite. And considering I come from a community of rappers and musicians, gotta say, this has been the most insightful one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You mean the most insightful interview?
Well, yeah, and just insightful person, just in general. I mean, maybe I met just a few others like yourself, but I've learned a lot just here.
Wow. Well, I'm very flattered and honored that you'd say that. Thank you.
No problem. I'm speaking truth. Speaking truth here. Okay. And I'm so excited for what the audience will get a chance to hear towards the end of the show. I'm so excited. We're actually at the end.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you guys to get to hear him showcase. Cool. Okay. Well, I want to give a huge thank you for your patience and you know, just for you being here is such an honor.
Thank you. Yes, it's been a pleasure.
No problem. Before we get to the end credits, is there anything that you want to ask me about my music, anything?
Yeah, tell me what inspires you to write.
Well, what inspires me to write is a lot of different things. So sometimes my writing can come from inspiration from outside things. Sometimes it can come from events or things that are happening in the world, or just how I feel like it. Like, my writing's very universal, so I'm not really only doing one thing, or I'm not only doing just one kind of writing. I always go for universal because I'm not going to say that every time I'm looking for a song, I always go outside or I always exercise. Like, I go to every type of inspiration, every single type of inspiration, and I take it and I use it in my music. And I put it straightforward and create, I don't know, I think you're 30, but I don't know if you know bangers.
I'm not familiar. I think I've heard of bangers.
Well, in case you didn't, that means good songs. Yeah.
Well, no. You're talking about bangers isn't just a type of music?
Oh, no. Bangers means good songs. When someone says, this is a banger,
I know. You mean the term. Yeah. No, I thought you meant like a particular group. And I actually think I've heard of a group called bangers. That's why I'm saying that. No, I know. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
That's fine.
But yeah, I mean, everybody likes a good banger.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That's most definitely 100%.
What is music or physical? Everybody likes a good banger. Yeah. So. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, do you sing? Do you rap?
Actually I sing and rap, and those two together actually got me to where I am with songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually where it is. So in order to answer that, I would have to go back a while. I love to sing. I was just like you. My mother would sing. She used to be an artist and then she retired, but she is a wonderful singer, and music was just a part of my life, and I love to sing. I did choirs, I did performances, I did music. I love singing, and when the podcast got going and when I joined a community, I don't know, you don't know what this is, but it's called Rap Hat. It's a site for rappers to go on there and kind of chat and kind of live their careers as rappers. So when I did that, I had to transition from singing to rap, because people there, they don't really listen to pop music, because that's how I wrote music. The way pop artists write music now is how I wrote music. And when I made that transition, it was very difficult for me, because instead of doing just simple little lines of my music, I had to kind of put a twist on my music. And sorry, my bad, I had to kill something. But I had to, you know, put a little spice into my music. I had to put a little spice, put a little attitude, a little cursing. Got to put a lot of, spices blandness. And that's what I did, for real. And but yeah, whether I'm rap or singing, music is always part of my life. It's my parents, they love singing, they love R&B, they love 80s music, they love all of that.
They
love it. And I loved it. I love music. I love rap and pop and R&B, and singing is still a part of me. I just don't really record. I have a thing about that. Why I don't? Yeah, so.
I understand. Yeah, I have to I have to turn one valve off and turn on another. And recently, I've been in the writing mode because I've just published a new book.
Congrats! I didn't know you did that recently.
Oh yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's a novel, and right now it's being released in serial form. But when I say turn one valve off and turn on another, I go from art, music, literature, then back to art, music, literature. So I've been in the literary mode for the past, I'd say, four months or so, 4 or 5. And then I go back into the music mode coming up now. And that's when I'll start working on the new album.
Insane. Sorry, had to kill something. I finally got it.
That's all right.
Yay, I got it. Okay. So thank you for asking me that. I like when artists ask about my ways because we can finally connect. So is there anything else you'd like to know about me at all before we start winding down?
Well, can you tell me five, whether they are musicians or rappers or, you know,
my favorite artists, or just
singers? Yeah,
my favorite singers or
favorite singers,
like singers or like rappers or
just performers, period, or creators or artists, period.
That's a tough one because I have favorite artists in every category. So for R&B, for example, I love Bruno Mars because I love him. I love Anderson .Paak. I loved a lot of R&B people. I love those. And for pop, pop is such a big category. I have a long list of pop artists I love.
I was going to name Bruno Mars, by the way, as one of the living that I'd like to collaborate with.
Oh yeah, you two would really do it. Y'all two, I would love to see both of a song.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah.
And now you get to work with Silk Sonic now.
That's exciting. Silk Sonic. Tell me about Silk Sonic.
Yeah, didn't you hear Bruno Mars teamed up with Anderson .Paak to make a duo called Silk Sonic, and they released a song called Leave the Door Open that went I think number one on the Billboard Top 100.
I got to check it out. No, I usually tune a lot of stuff out when I go into creating, you know, the creative mode. So I guess while you were sleeping kind of thing, because I've been sleeping with what's going on in the outside, due to the fact that, you know, I shell it out, and when I shell it out, I just kind of block everything out so I don't have distractions. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with me in writing. I tune out everything. I put on my favorite songs, and I literally just tune out everything just for me to write.
Yeah, yeah. Because, you know, it's hard to write a novel in 2 months and in 2 days and 4 hours when you're listening to everybody. It's hard to write 3 songs in a week when you're checking out everybody and watching Netflix all the time. So I tend to have that kind of discipline, and I'm grateful for that. And some people, they may think that they're dealing with writer's blocks or creative blocks, but they've got their wires plugged up in the wrong sockets, and they've got too much static going on. That's all.
Oh yeah, I definitely got you 100%.
Yeah.
Sweet. Okay. And thanks for asking the favorites, because it really depends on what genre, because rappers, Nicki Minaj will always be my favorite rapper. I love them.
I just watched Nicki on Stephen Colbert's interview. I like that. I've seen it before, but Nicki's all right with me.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah. She's really amazing.
Except a diva.
Yeah, and recently like Megan Thee Stallion. She's really amazing.
Yeah. Nice. Nice. Well, I look forward to hearing your music sometime.
Yeah, when I record, which will probably never happen.
Well, then that means I have to reach out to you and feature you on a track or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice when I actually start recording. And, you know, what's also weird is that people always want to see me rap. Because, like, right now I actually write rap music, or they want me to sing. But I don't know if I would do that. It'd be crazy. Mm-hmm. Please do not ask me to do it. You can, but just don't.
Well, you know, when you feel ready, you'll come with it.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I really appreciate you having me on.
No problem. This has been an honor just to meet you. You're so dope and amazing, and I didn't think you would respond. I didn't think you'd even say yes to me.
Well, I did, and I appreciate being on the show. Yes, thank you.
No problem. It's been a pleasure getting to meet you. And now it's time for a little something I like to call a end credits.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So basically, we're nearing towards the end, and it's time for a little ending. So this is your chance to shout out anyone, say any things, any last words you want to give to fans out there who love you. Any advice you want to give, because you've given a lot of advice, but if you want to give some more, feel free to.
I didn't really want it to come across as giving advice. I'm always careful about that. But if it was taken as advice, I appreciate that. But I really just want to thank anybody that's listening to your show and thank you for this opportunity. And I just want to say to people, you know, expand your horizons, you know, by expanding your horizons, there's so much more to the world of music, to the world of creativity, whether it's art, music, literature, whatever it is. And you'll find there's so much purity in being able to expand your horizons, and it'll even make you, a greater artist in the process or person. So thanks to anybody that's taken this 2 cents of knowledge.
Wow, charging 2 cents. Isn't that a little bit cheap?
Well, I think it's worth more than that if somebody will actually pay attention, but I'm just going to downplay it for now.
Well, only about a couple hundred people even listen, so, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, that's a start.
And this is kind of a new one, so this is kind of like new. We're almost to a year anniversary, which I'm so excited about.
Oh, good. Very cool.
I'm so happy.
Cool. Well, thanks to your audience. And hopefully they will check me out on Spotify.
Oh yeah.
Apple Music.
Which, by the way, y'all check them out, and hopefully you will email me your socials.
Absolutely, I will. Definitely. Cool.
And just a huge thank you for coming by and doing this. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
No problem. This has been really fun getting to meet you. And thank you for being patient with my little audio problem earlier. Thank you.
No worries. Thank you.
No problem. And, you know, y'all make sure y'all check him out. Check out his music. It's amazing. Follow us on all socials. It's all on Rap It Out Podcast. And y'all stay tuned for more to come from us. We're not done yet. And I don't have anything else. I will see everybody soon. And y'all tune in to more episodes and the future ones. And y'all have a good one. I will see you guys very soon. Thank you guys for watching. Bye, everybody. Thank you, guys. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance too. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
Changed my world.